It's probably best if we pray. Teach us to pray, Lord. Sometimes the words don't come. Stay with us, Lord. Much we need thy tender care. The world seems awful weird. Help us to reach out in love where we can to someone else today, please. We're mindful of those first responders, you know, police, firefighters, EMS, our troops, their families. For all those who serve, you know, there's teachers and there's neighbors, and help us all serve each other, would you, Lord? Help us to get along. Help us to remember that you're with us. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Anybody have any blind spots in their life? 1, 2, 3. Wow, I'm almost all alone in my blind spots. The rest of you are liars, right? Blind spots, you know those things. Sometimes there's things that are right in front of your eyes and we don't see them. I had a great example of this last week. Pray for my family and the people I have to work with, or who have to work with me. It's better said. My wife got me this really nice new raincoat because she wants me to wear clothes that fit and look good on me, and thank you, God. So I got this new raincoat, and I lost it. And I was convinced I lost it. So I went to this hospital and that hospital and that hospital and this office and that. Where have I been this week? And finally, I mean, looked all over the house. Finally, there it was. Right in front of my eyes, exactly where I had placed it. Duh. Thank goodness I had help finding it, right? Ever had those? Blind spots. So this story that Pastor read so beautifully, one of my favorite in all the Gospels. It's that post-resurrection story that's unique to Luke. So a part of me wants to know where Luke got it. Was one of those two guys, Cleopas or whoever, the other guy, did they give him the information that he wrote down in the book as an eyewitnesses? But it's a beautiful story. It tells of two of Jesus' disciples walking on a road, and they're feeling dejected, depressed. So many things they'd heard about Jesus, right? They've watched him die, and now there's rumors he's around. They're confused. So many things are so hard to believe. They had heard stories, but, you know, they had a hard time accepting the fact and believing that Christ was alive. It's in the afternoon of the same day of the resurrection. A really insightful, wise, spiritual writer by the guy's name is Frederick Buechner said this about Emmaus. This is the story about the road to Emmaus. He says, Emmaus is whatever or what wherever you go to make ourselves forget. To forget that even the wisest and the bravest and the loveliest decay and die. That even the noblest of ideas about justice and love and freedom, have always been in time twisted out of shape by selfish people and selfish ends. He says, Emmaus is where we go, where these two disciples went to try to forget about Jesus and the great failure of his life. Two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus. What did he say? About a 7-mile walk? No doubt they were disappointed because, you know, things just didn't turn out the way they had planned. They had expectations. They had high hopes for Jesus, and now he's dead, and they're bumming out big time. They're grieving the death of a loved one. Can anyone relate? Not just any loved one, but the loved one. But, you know, at least they have each other to talk with. One of the amazing parts of this story that I get hooked on is that Jesus appears to these two disciples in their grief. Jesus shows up and comes to them in their grief, and they don't even recognize him right in front of their eyes. Can you imagine what these two disciples have been through? Of course you can. It's called the work of grief. You just lost a friend. Not just a friend, but your loved one, maybe your leader or your teacher. He didn't simply die, though. Jesus was executed and tortured horribly. You've seen a lot in your lifetime. And the memories of Jesus' ordeal, well, they're going to be branded and burned into your memory forever. So as these two are walking, they're talking. And they also talk about some of the better memories. Memories of all that the teacher had said. And all the people whom they knew that Jesus has healed. And then they stop talking because you have to cry. And cry they did. Jesus shows up, still the stranger to these disciples. And he proceeds to explain through the scriptures that the fulfillment of the expectation of the Messiah for the people of God is found in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Him. Death does not have the final word. We all got blind spots. We're all touched by death, by the forces of selfishness and evil which assault our ideas and our goals. Sometimes we lose sight of the message that Jesus has been raised. We do, we're humans. We may not always be up to the challenge to believe in the resurrection, but you know what? It is there. In that road to Emmaus, in the midst of life, that Jesus comes to us and meets us. Along the way, we experience the resurrection of Jesus. We discover that Jesus is alive and right there with us. But sometimes we get so caught up in this, that, and the other thing that we can't see Jesus as he's traveling with us. The two disciples were so bummed out and so blinded by their doubt and their despair, they couldn't see that this hitchhiker with them who made their hearts burn was actually Jesus. So I wonder, do you ever find yourself on the road to Emmaus? Our lives get touched by death and disappointment and selfishness. And sometimes we get so caught up in this, that, and the other thing that we lose sight of the message that Jesus is risen from the dead. Life can be very hard. Like the two disciples, it's on the road in the midst of life. That's where Jesus meets us. Jesus is with you, always has been, always will be. Sometimes we think that Jesus only shows up on Christmas and Easter, right? But you know what? We have a God who specializes in coming to us in our loss, in our pain, in our grief, in the storms of our lives every day. Every day. Death does not have the final word. Because Jesus lives, we too are going to live also. And neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything in all creation is going to separate you from the love of Jesus Christ. Not even death. Oh, did you notice when Pastor Dixon read towards the ending what was happening to these disciples? I think the words were what? The disciples were enthralled and they urged the stranger to stay with them. And then it was in the breaking of the bread that they recognized it was Jesus right there in front of their eyes. Christ is risen. Stay with us, Lord. Amen.